This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Mason here from Dan and Mason, the new Thursday Drive team on Joy 94.9. We'll be uploading podcasts of our full shows shortly, but I just wanted to rush this one straight through to you. It's an interview that Dan and I did on Thursday, the 17th of November, with our very special guest, Melissa Tandy, who is the global chair of the ANZ Pride Network. Yep, that is actually a thing. She even has GayNZ written on her business cards. She's one of the players in the now famous GayTM initiatives as part of the Sydney Mardi Gras, you might remember that. She dropped by to talk about the work that the ANZ is doing in the LGBTIQ space, but more specifically, the way that they're commemorating Transgender Awareness Week, culminating in the Transgender Day of Awareness on November 20th. Melissa was such a good sport with Dana and I. She really proved herself to be knowledgeable in all aspects of the LGBTIQ community. She even passed a really tricky non-gendered pronoun challenge that we set for her, so we were both highly impressed. Melissa Tandy is a truly great ally in a community that truly needs and loves its great allies. So here it is. Here's Dano Mason talking with Melissa Tandy, a global chair of the ANZ Pride Network. You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dano Mason. We're driving you home, Lisa. What is it I say about contemporary music? Not enough whistling.
That's
Sits
true.
To look pretty. Heaps of it.
And not enough whittling in the
whittling
clips.
Yeah.
Mm. Whistling and whittling.
A whittling, whistling video clip would be awesome.
Right up my alley.
Hey, do you know who we've got in the studio with us? We have a fully grown up lady. That's why we should probably...
Someone with some intelligence.
Mind our manners.
Raise
we've
the
got Melissa Tandy in the studio. Melissa is the global chair of the ANZ Pride Network, and we're very, very proud to have you. Welcome, Melissa. That goes on a bit, so I like just to cut it short.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming all the way to the studio, all the way from Docklands, I guess. Is that where you're working, Docklands?
Yes, Docklands, yeah. So not too far, just a tram ride up and a short walk.
It seems like a really obvious question right off the bat, but what is the responsibility you have as global chair of the ANZ Pride Network? What even is the ANZ Pride Network?
Great question. My responsibility is to make sure that across ANZ, which is outside of Australia as well, New Zealand, Philippines, even out to Korea, we educate and make our staff aware of LGBTI issues, make sure that people are feeling included and respected in our workplace, and make sure that they've got the right support and resources at work so that they can bring their whole of self to work, because that's what it's all about.
How much time does this take from your job? Because I imagine you're pretty busy anyway.
Yes. We have a bunch of volunteers that sit behind me.
Yep.
And
not currently. They're not there
currently.
Right now.
They're not currently here.
Oh, but, I wonder, who are those people then?
Just travels with this pack.
Careful, the tram will be packed and they'll all come up from Docklands and fly in. I have a great team of people behind me. It does take a lot of extra time, but it's something that we actually enjoy volunteering for, and we think it's really, really important. Not just for our LGBTI employees, but also for allies like myself who think that diversity in our workplace and acceptance is really, really key. So it does take a lot of time, but it's something that we feel very passionate about and have a lot of energy. So, do both.
Well, Mason and I were saying before that the straight allies, as we call them, it's a really important thing for the LGBTI community to have straight allies. Like, we were just sort of joking around before saying, we've done enough.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, the queers have done enough.
Yeah, that's so, right. We got it to here. You guys can take it from here.
But it is really important because you know, someone like you in your role at work, you do have a loud voice, not meaning to say that you're loud, but you do have influence where, you know, some people get sick of hearing the same messages from the queer community. It's great to have straight allies, both, you know, yourself, but also just in corporates.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that goes for all all aspects of diversity as well, because being an ally, you get to learn about somebody else's life.
Yeah.
And therefore, through that learning, you become an advocate and you start shouting it from the rooftops as well. So it's not just around LGBTI. It might be any other aspect of diversity. And personally, that's why I got involved, because I was kind of sick of pushing the women's agenda, you know, yay feminism.
Yep.
I needed the male champions of change and those sorts of advocates. You need your men to support your women, so to speak, when we're talking binary there. So for me, this was something that I wanted to learn about and learn about how I could make a difference. And I think that's the passion that comes from allies who want to support and educate. It's great.
I think it's really interesting, Melissa, that corporations are now assuming a responsibility which we would otherwise think that would be part of the responsibilities of the state or of the church or of the family. Like, so educating people on social issues is, it's really falling to corporations. And like, what's your comment on that? Is it something that there's another part of society that's fallen down that corporations are taping up, or is this something that's always been happening?
That's a really great question. I think from my perspective, I think corporations have a responsibility to the people they employ. So first and foremost, it's saying, well, we stand for equality in the workplace, which means that man, woman, ability, cultural background, we want you to work in our workplace. And there's also the business benefits, and there's a whole business case that goes with why you want diversity. But I think we have a responsibility, and corporations want to attract the best people to their workplace. So that's your business case. Your diversity of thinking is your business case. But I think there's a group of people who want to do this. So we are our own community. We're talking about, you know, we've got over 40,000 people around the world. So that's a lot of people that you
employ 40,000 people around the world.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
And we're not the largest organisation. So small organisations or large organisations think that this is important. So that's why I think we play a role to support the rest of the community, in whether it be the church or whether it be, you know, your local yacht club or whatever it might be. Mm. Yeah.
You get to do some pretty fun stuff too, because I was reading that you are actually, if not the brains, certainly the something behind the GayTM phenomenon, which happened in did it start in Sydney as part of the Mardi Gras?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So just run us through that, the thinking behind that. How on earth did you get it up? And
it is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It was fantastic. It was so much fun. It was actually a group of really smart people, again, behind me, not just me. So there was our great agency, Wyben TWBA, who came up with the idea and said, look, crazy idea, but we didn't know you were involved in Mardi Gras. And the reason they got to know that we were in Mardi Gras, we went to them and said, do you think you can change this poster for us? We've got no money, but can you change the poster and we're marching in Mardi Gras?
A bank without money.
Well, the cause is, you know, to march, it's sort of we pull stuff together to make it happen, and it's grown bigger than Ben-Hur, which is fantastic. And they said, look, you know, we've got some ideas, and it grew very, very quickly. And in the space of only a few months, we actually made it happen. And once it grew its own little legs, of course, they were embraced beautifully. And it was a fantastic platform for us to have a conversation through social media as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, surely was awesome. It was Instagrammed, Facebooked and tweeted all over the place.
Ah, yeah.
You know, it's just really, really effective and simple marketing. And even your business card, Gay NZ, I think it's brilliant marketing.
I reckon get yourself over to the Gay FL. hey, will you stick with us, Melissa? We'd love to talk to you after this, but sure. I did email Melissa as a bit of a pre-interview, and I said, what song would you pick to depict your feeling about this community? And what song did you go for, Miff, Melissa?
I went for, you can explain that one later.
Okay, yeah.
I went for You're Born This Way, because I think there's some fantastic language in that just really depicts what we're trying to achieve.
Great. Here's Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Stick with us. You're on Joy 94.9 with Melissa Tandy, Dano and Mason.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. I was born this way, hey, I'm on the right track, baby,
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Daniel and Mason. We're driving you home. Oh, it's 5:22. At 5:30 today, we're going to be chatting with Beck with her news headlines live here on the studio. But right now,
we had a text before, just to interrupt.
Go on.
Beck is my favourite newsreader.
What?
I think it's from Beck.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you know what you can do, because their number comes up. You can text them back and go, who dis new phone? And just say, it's Beck.
Yes. Hey, we have a special guest with us in the studio.
Who have we got? Go on.
We are chatting to Melissa Tandy, who is the chair of the ANZ Pride Network, and we're talking about Transgender Awareness Week. And you have a lunch tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
What's going on?
Well, we haven't actually celebrated or acknowledged Transgender Day of Remembrance, which occurs on the 20th, but we thought, being a business, we'll celebrate it on the Friday. The purpose of that is really to acknowledge the whole of Transgender Awareness Week. And we've got a working group, a group of people that actually have been getting together and really thinking about what do our staff and our customers need from a bank. And in doing so, it seems like there's a lot of other organisations that are wondering what to do as well. And we've all got different ideas or different things on the go. So we're bringing a bunch of people together from all walks of life, communities and large corporates and small business, as well as some ANZ people. And we're going to talk about why Transgender Day of Remembrance is so important, and hopefully educate a little bit as well.
Yeah. We were talking in the break a little bit about the situation in the States, which is not quite so badly mirrored here, but we were talking about, you know, the amount of violence and the deaths from the past 12 months. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Actually, while we were sitting here, I just saw a Facebook feed come up from Huffington Post saying that murders of transgender people is up from last year to 26 people in the last year. I mean, that's just incredible.
I mean, that's, you know, we were just saying before, it's one every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we just had Star Lady, you know, who's a trans personality who's now living in Melbourne, who's amazing and does amazing activism work. She was subject to a violent incident only about a week ago, so with a couple of friends. So, and didn't get a very good response from the police. But it's had some media traction, so, you know, sort of hope that with every piece of media, it's sort of, you know, someone will listen.
So is a day of remembrance specifically about those who have passed due to
either murder or suicide? So it's also acknowledging that obviously this segment of our community does struggle, and suicide rates amongst the community are very, very high. Obviously, there's a lot that these individuals have to endure, not just with their own gender affirmation, but also, you know, the stigma that goes with it. And as we were talking about earlier, people don't understand or fear or, you know, have misgivings. So it's a really, really unfortunate thing that we've got to acknowledge this day, because of the volume of people who do commit suicide or are murdered you know, have been treated with violence. You know, it's just incredible.
Yeah. One of the great things that your organisation is doing is releasing a number of videos, which I guess helps promote awareness of transgender issues. And I was looking at them online, and I noticed that you've got our very own Michelle C. Shepherd, who's a Joy presenter. She works for your organisation as well.
Yeah. We're absolutely thrilled that Michelle from Joy is now with ANZ, and she's part of our work group, and also helps to educate us about her own story. And she's very, very open and very giving of her time to help us understand the issues from her perspective and what she's learned in the community. And I think that really helps all of us. You know, every day I learn something new. So I don't purport to have all the answers or be fully aware, but I certainly am trying to educate myself each day, and people like Michelle are brave enough to help us.
Yeah. Now, speaking of all the answers.
Yes.
Dana and I had a thought, because you're what we call an ally in the community, as you identify as a heterosexual woman, which is, you know, fine. What you do in your own time and behind closed doors is your own business.
Thank you.
Dana and I thought, does she have the chops?
Yes.
Is this Melissa Tandy? You know, she calls herself global head of the gays.
Even when you are part of the queer community, you have to, you're educated all the time. I mean, things change. You know, ideas about the community change all the time. So you do have to keep on the ball.
Abreast of it.
That's right, abreast of it.
There's
yes.
new terms, new issues. You've got to keep, there's a lot of sensitivities around this issue. So we've decided to conduct an interrogation.
Awesome.
See what we did there? Interrogation. Yes. Of Melissa Tandy. And I want to start the clock. Uh-oh. Okay, let's go. Let's get her, Deno.
Number one, what do the letters LGBTIQ stand for? A very easy one to start with.
Thank you. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and queer or questioning.
Well done. Phew. Can you say those letters backwards?
Mm. Quit BGL.
Quit? Oh, she's actually memorised it. Great. Yes, because I can't do that backwards. And sometimes they're out of order. Go on.
Yes. Number three, what does the T stand for?
Transgender, and mm-hmm. sometimes referred to as trans, also short for transsexual, and sometimes trans man and trans woman.
You know how sometimes people put an A on the end of LGBTIQ? There's an A. Do you have any idea what that stands for?
Asexual.
Gosh, she's good. Hmm. I'm going to give her one of these. No. There you go. Phew.
Number five, what does the term cisgender mean?
Cis or cisgender, it's the respectful term that we used for people whose gender identity matches their sex assigned at birth.
Ding.
Ding.
Now, this is a tricky one. Here you go. Here's a sheet of paper, and on it is written a sentence. I will read to you the sentence. What I need you to do, Melissa, is to repeat the sentence back to me without any gendered pronouns. The sentence is, Kevin went to the candy shop. He always likes to go with his sister Beatrice. He loves bubblegum. She doesn't. Now, careful, because this is a tricky one.
It is.
So you've got it written there.
So Kevin always likes going to the candy shop with sibling Beatrice.
Oh, she's got that hurdle, yes.
Kevin loves bubblegum, but Beatrice doesn't.
Well,
see,
done.
It's possible, because what I hear is a lot of moaning about, oh, we have the pronouns and the blah, blah, blah. It's very easy.
It is easy, but
just
you
get
do
your head
need
around
to.
It.
Yep. I practice it.
Come on,
you've
got to get into it.
Yeah, do you have to practice?
It is tricky, though, when you've got to.
Yeah, but we'll get
because
there.
You keep using the name is tricky, but, you know, we'll get
true.
There. It's like anything new in any
actually,
community. You've just got to get.
But imagine if you didn't want to disclose your sexuality of your partner and you had to think about doing this every single time.
Yeah.
I have hope that in, you know, subsequent generations, this will just be.
No, of course. It'll be. It's just like anything new. You just got to get used to it. Carry on.
Number seven. Name two notable Australian transgendered people.
If I had to name notable people, I'd probably name some of the people I work with who have disclosed and been made me a part of their transition, but you don't know them. So I'll think of some others. One that jumps to mind is Sally Goldner, who's. Transgender Victoria.
Legendary,
especially in Victorian space and throughout Australia, and certainly getting a name globally. And the other would be Georgie Stone, who I saw her story on Australian Story, and actually just watched it again this week. And I think people like Georgie and Sally are brave enough to share their stories and help educate us are really, really important in our community. So
absolutely.
Thanks to both
of them. Okay. What date does Midsummer Festival start in Melbourne?
It starts in January on the 15th.
Nearly got her. Okay.
And the March is actually on the 29th of Feb.
Okay. So you know everything.
Mm. Well, I don't know about that. But
number nine.
Yeah.
If you're a man, what name would you take?
Okay. No, you've stopped.
What's that got to do with anything, Mason? Who made these questions?
I don't know if I can. Yeah, boom, boom.
Sorry, Melissa's out. Hey, one final question for you, though. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Dog.
You've just ostracised half of the gay community. I'm sorry, Melissa
but I
Tandy,
do,
you
I do,
lose.
I do have one dog and two cats. Does that help?
Oh, okay. Wow. She's so bloody right on.
It's perfect.
Hey, do you know what? There's we have to go wrong. To, we have to get Beck in here for the news headlines. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Melissa Tandy so very, very much for coming up from the Gay NZ. She's chair of the ANZ Pride Network, and we couldn't be happier that you've come along to chat with us. Melissa, thanks very much. We'll get Beck in after this song. This is Linus Love. Stand back. You're on Joy 94.9. I am a gay man trapped in a gay woman's body, which sounds painful.
That's Dano and Mason for you. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.